Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The real problem with cattle prices. Back with Justin Benavides in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Lots of ideas out there as to why cattle prices haven't gotten any better, slaughter cattle prices specifically. Justin Benavides with the Texas AgriLife Service, he's based out of Amarillo, believes it all boils down to the number of critters versus the amount of capacity in our packing plants.
I truly think if you look at the data, the issue that we face more than anything is the shackle space compared to the number of animals. And I don't mean to say that market power isn't something to be looked at or something to be considered, but if we look at the historic dynamics, the real problem comes down to how many live animals do we have and how many shackles are available. There's discrepancies for pricing, and as you talked about, you know, some of that getting market power by pooling animals into groups and having a little bit more negotiating power, that can have immediate term impacts. But in reality, the big problem is balancing the number of hooks available with the number of live animals that are ready to be processed. And it's been that way historically. Like I said, I know I'll probably get some flack for saying that, but that's the reality. We see other problems come and go, but if we don't have enough shackle space, we see depressed prices. Mm-hmm. If we have too much shackle space, we see higher prices.
And one of the big four packers was able to change the leverage in the industry back on February 1st, 2013. Cargill closing their plant in Plainview, Texas.
So Plainview closing that plant, Cargill XL in Plainview, lost, you know, 5,000 to 6,000 shackles there in one big loss. And ever since then, we've been short on shackle space.
So, Justin, as you talk to cattle producers and others in the business, what are you hearing? What's the mood of the ship?
You know, I get mixed reviews whenever I talk to some of our producers. You know, prices have been relatively stagnant over the last, I guess, you know, we're probably pushing 2 or maybe even 3 months of relatively stagnant prices, even though negotiated volume has increased over the last year. I think there's a lot of things leading to that. The fundamentals of the cow herd and the calf herd would tell us that prices should probably be trending upward, and we forecast higher prices in the fall. The problems we're running into are that we're hearing a lot of packing plants are running at 60% capacity, depending on the day. I've been told there have been a couple of days where some plants aren't even able to operate because you have a minimum threshold, employees that have to show up. So to me right now, the real issue is a labor shortage in those packing plants, because even if you've got now the number of hooks that you need, if they're not running at the speed they're required to run at to get that throughput moving, then we're still technically, in terms of, you know, those hooks running multiple times through a plant, we're short on the number of hooks cleared in a day, even if we've got enough space. So I get mixed reviews. I think, you know, we do, as long as the plants get up to full speed, we've got forecasts for higher prices. Prices are already higher than they were at the beginning of the year. We're just stuck right now because of some of these larger economic issues that the country is facing, with continuous starts and stops from coronavirus and some of these inflationary pressures. And, you know, we're starting to see a bunch of labor walkouts, and it's just an unprecedented time for the economy at large, and the meat packing sector is not being left out. And unfortunately, some of that, I think, is keeping pressure keeping downward pressure on fed calf and feeder calf prices right now.
End of the day, I guess what, we've still got a little bit of a mountain to climb on getting past this labor problem.
I think so, and unfortunately some of it is well out of the producer's hands at this point. As much as that is tough to hear, you know, I think the biggest issue we're facing is getting those plants running at full speed to make sure we've got total throughput that would get us back on track.
Ag economist Justin Benavides, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.